Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo, and welcome to your voice note review of Everton 0, Chelsea 0. A game which didn't have much to report. Chelsea's 94th and final visit to Goodison Park, ending with another damp squib. When are we going to get over this at Goodison? Well, it's not going to matter next year, as Everton will be moving to their brand spanking new stadium. But in terms of today, it was pretty slow. Nicholas Jackson hitting the post at the end of the first half, and Everton really having a good handful of chances towards the end, but nothing really much to report. A difficult side to break down, as we all very well know, and the wind didn't really help. The pitch being blown everywhere, and everyone's pies, Christmas wrapping, and everything else, including Santa, was blown across that pitch. Things to report, though, maybe obviously with the distinct lack of Amar Kukurea being available, we did see Malo Gusto move to the left-hand side and Axel Disasi play on the right-hand side, which proved to be a bit more difficult for him than I think he would have liked. And Renato Vega didn't make an appearance, which is something which really did interest me and other people as well on the final score show. However, Chelsea's run is extended to 12 unbeaten. That isn't bad. That's something we can think about. And especially this time last year, when we're looking at Raheem Sterling failing to make a pass properly, we've come a long way, it's fair to say. But I'll hand you over to the lads for the last voice note review before Christmas. See you in a bit.
So Chelsea's winning run comes to an end. I think the main thing to speak about today is Marc Cucurella. The suspension of Kukurea felt like quite a damaging thing a week ago. I think it was more evident today, not in the sense that Chelsea were a complete disaster, but I just think his omission and his the spot left by him, you know, filled by Malo Gusto kind of awkwardly, you see how vital a player he has become for Enzo Maresca. I think both him and Caicedo are kind of invaluable to the way Chelsea function as a football team, the way he's able to link up play, you know, very much provide an inverted but also an outlet on the width of Chelsea's play and the way we build up, and also that aggression and that tenacity and kind of, dare I call it, shithousery that I think really riles up opponents and gets Chelsea some cheap fouls. And, you know, maybe in a really tight, congested game against a well-structured Sean Dyche team, those pockets of space, especially in central areas, I think sometimes Kukurea finds himself in, could have been really valuable. So just more proof of how key a player he is for Chelsea.
Dan makes a very good point. The rotation is something that I noticed as well. Axel Disasi coming at right back looked extremely uncomfortable. And maybe this is one of the first games where Enzo Maresca's tinkering just got away from him a little bit. But there were some other things with that tinkering that were positive. And one of those was Tosin Adebayo. This is what Enzo Maresca had to say about his performance.
Yeah, no, Tosin was very good. Levi was very good. I think all the players defensively today, we were very good. So happy for them. Again, clean sheet. We don't concede. We arrived to the Christmas moment, you know, second in the table. Best attacker, one of the best defenders, so we are happy. But the most important thing is that we need to learn to play different kind of games, and today was not an easy game.
He is right. Today was not an easy game, and I think it's very fair to say that maybe, including myself, to a certain extent, some Chelsea fans got carried away. This is an Everton side which has kept clean sheets against sides which are scoring goals for fun, and also sides which might not be scoring goals for fun, but scoring goals for fun from set pieces. And that is something which is a big issue for Chelsea, the fact that Everton actually know how to defend. So how are Chelsea going to get around that in the future? And hopefully it doesn't lay a blueprint for any other sides. However, there's one thing that we do need to be, and that is more clinical.
Yeah, I said we knew already that was tough game in terms of clear chances. If you see them last game against Arsenal, but in general, you always struggle to clear chances against them. For sure, we could attack better, but there was not space for call. We tried the last half an hour. We tried to move a little bit, and so as attacking midfielder, Malo next to Moy to change something. But overall, in this kind of games, knowing that you are not going to create many chances, you have to be clinical. I think first half we had the Nico 1v1 with keeper, the post from Nico. We had another 2-3 chances inside the box. If you are able to be clinical there and score, probably the game become completely different. But until that moment, you're gonna struggle.
So Lessons learned today. I think that's the best way to say it. Realistically, look, Chelsea are in a better position than they were 12 months ago, which is what we said at the very, very top of the voice note review. Look at that Wolves game 12 months ago. Look at where we are now. A completely different kettle of fish, and that's only going to be summarised more by the final stat shaggers before Christmas. I'll hand you over to Tom.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Well, as Dan said, a bit of a miss there with Mark Cucurella missing for Chelsea, and it didn't quite feel right. They were just lacking that final bit of quality. Obviously, big chances, three of them, in fact, Chelsea had today, and 75% possession. So there were chances, and it felt like a bit like almost last season in a way, back to struggling to break down a low block. But Everton have been very strong defensively all season. Obviously, they showed that last week at Arsenal as well. And our record at Goodison Park, as you would have heard in the preview, is atrocious. So that actually isn't a bad point, I don't think, despite obviously the winning run coming to an end. Jackson, two massive chances. One, Palmer put on a plate for him, and the one he headed against the post. But on to the point, really, that Dan obviously mentioned about Malo Gusto not having the same effect as Cucurella. Well, he also had a big chance, of course, Malo Gusto, after Pickford's save. So that was the three big chances. It wasn't Cole Palmer's best game either for Chelsea. He should have had an assist for Jackson, of course, but and he was always trying to put Chelsea on the front foot, but he did lose the ball 19 times, which was more than any other player on the pitch. So not Cole's best game, but we all know full well he'll be right back to his best, I'm sure, on Boxing Day against Fulham. Well, Robert Sanchez, onto the positives. He had a positive game, made four saves, including a couple of big ones in either half. And there was also a fantastic block from Tosin late on too, to make sure we at least left with a point. And Enzo was absolutely quality. Enzo Fernandez, that is. He had 105 touches on the ball. He was everywhere for Chelsea. 90% pass accuracy, two key passes, one big chance created, three tackles as well. So just an all-round great performance on both sides of the ball. But Chelsea certainly will be hoping to get back to winning ways against Fulham. And hope that this is considered a decent point rather than the start of maybe a slight downward turn.
So, numbers were said, quotes were given, and that is your final voice note review before Christmas. We're off to get plastered on Christmas Eve because we're not playing. That's fun. If you have enjoyed this, please make sure you give us a 5-star review. It really does help out the pod. Share this with your friends and family so they get their instant fix of Chelsea news and the Chelsea match review as soon as they can in a nice bite-sized chunk. I've been Louis. That was Tom. That was Dan. We'll be back for Fulham. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. And we'll see you later.